Blog Talk Radio.
Don't do this.
Welcome to another episode of the Tony and Kai Show with your hosts, Tony Wade and Kaixa Rodriguez. It is Monday, August 5th, and we are broadcasting live from Richmond, Virginia. We are wishing you all a very well evening and hoping that your week has been a wonderful week. Last week, wonderful weekend, and this is Monday, the beginning of a new week. Hello, my love. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
You know, I'm doing wonderful. How are you been?
Excellent. Why are we talking to like we ain't seen each other? I just saw you like 5 seconds ago. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. You know, I can't speak for you.
You know how I'm doing. You know.
Okay, but they don't know how you're doing.
True. They don't know. They don't know nothing about this. They don't know. Everything going with you.
Everything is everything. everything. You know, things are wonderful. You know, we have stepped up our game. We are proceeding on schedule. We are.
That's right.
You know, we are taking steps to walk faithfully into our destiny, no holds bars, you know. We are definitely, like I posted today on Facebook, we are not out for the count. You know, do not count us out. We are definitely not out of the count. So,
I know.
You know, we got Tracy Lynn going on, you know, so hit us up when you want some new bling for your wardrobe or you need a new gift for someone. You know, we got Mary Kay going on now, so, you know, get that skincare in line. You know, they do a lot more than just jewelry. I mean, I'm sorry, makeup. People think of Mary Kay. We are not just a makeup company. You know, skincare, we got fragrances. We have things for the men, you know. We got Sweet Reads going on. We got the radio show going on. You know, so we're doing our thing.
We are doing it to it. That's all I could say about that one.
Definitely. So, you know.
Do it.
Tony going to have his book coming out soon, his debut book, Vengeance Unleashed, is coming. You know, my third book will be coming soon. You know, so we are making progress. We are walking into what we are supposed to be walking into.
You know, I got to, like, triple it up a little bit because you were three books in and I'm one book. So
like, this is not a competition. I was doing this longer than you.
My poetry book out and hurry up and get my second episode because, you know, basically Vengeance Unleashed is a trilogy. So I got to get my other book is there. It's a quarter done already. So get those two books out, then we'll be on the same page.
There we go. Tonight we're going to talk with Shayna J. We have a couple of her books, so we're going to talk to her and see what's up with her and see about her publishing journey and, you know, what caused her, what made her, you know, the when, where, why, how, you know, sometimes why.
There it is.
All that good stuff. So we're going to bring her on the line because she's been waiting patiently. So we're going to get her on here and get this thing going. Shayna Love, how are you this evening?
I am awesome. How are you all?
We are
excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Was good, Shayna. Was good, girl.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I just heard about the three books of poetry that's going to be coming out soon. I'm excited for you.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Poetry, yeah. I didn't know nothing about poetry until I hooked up with Kai. Once I hooked up with
really?
Kai, when I hooked up with Kai almost four years ago, actually it'll be 4 years tomorrow, when I hooked up with Kai.
Kai is your muse.
She is. She is. And what better way to always be inspired than to marry that muse?
That's so
you
fun.
Married
Yay.
A muse, and the muse is always there. Oh, yes. But I want to tell you, I was really excited about these books. There were two books. Kai didn't let me read the other book. She was being stingy. See, I had to read. I read All That I Am, and she read the other one.
Okay.
It was two books, so Kai, and I guess she's trying to be fair, so she's like, you read one, I'll read the other. So I got to read All That I Am, and I have to tell you, the book sounds, it's got a lot of emotional poetry in it. At least it hit me that way. It's almost as though you were in a zone with that book.
And I was, actually, with all of my books, I'm in the zone. I tell people that I write poetry, and it's a release for me. And it stemmed from journaling as a kid, and it just turned into poetry. And I write about real-life situations. Like, if I'm upset with my boo, you gonna know, because I'm going to write a poem about it. If I'm happy in love, I'm going to write about it. If I'm upset with the system, I'm going to write about it. It's all emotional for me, and it helps me to get through the day because once I get that off my chest, I'm good.
Love it. I'm so glad you said that. Because, you know, me and Tony have this you know, what do they call it, merry-go-round, this continuing, I won't say argument, but this continuing discussion about when we're upset and what we say and how we release it and how we do it. And I'm a visual type of person. So I want to write. I want to do this. I want to do that. So if I'm pissed at him and I write a poem and I post it on Facebook, he feels some kind of way because he feels everybody knows
oh, Kai done posted some post about I'm tired of you, you done pissed me off, you done did this and X, Y. And I mean, I'm not going to say his name, but because he knows that I'm mad, he knows that post is about him, so he feels everybody else knows that post is about him.
I'm too pissed about it because I get inboxed all the time, like, who done pissed you off today? It's like some days it may be like that, and some days it just may be something that I've had held, you know, from back when, and I just wanted to post it because I like the way it sounded when I wrote it or whatever, and it sounds good to read. But, yeah, I get inboxed all the time. Somebody made you mad, girl. Who is that?
I know that poetry is supposed to be an outlet. Poetry is an outlet for us who are poets. It helps us to release, and it's a beautiful therapeutic thing, you know, and we love it. I'm just saying, when you write it, and you, it's one thing to write it, it's another thing when you write it, and then you just throw it out there like that, you know. And then on top of that poem, you also have little posts that you're saying throughout the day as well. That kind of compounds the whole thing. Kind of compounds it. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, because I'm in love with one of your poems that I read.
Okay.
It's called, where was that poem at? Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was You Can Go Now. No pun intended.
Yeah, and Good Evening.
Yes.
Exit stage left, yeah.
What was your inspiration with that poem? Because it flowed for me when I read it, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, at that particular time, I was dealing with this guy, and it was just kind of like how you try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and then when they continue to mess up, it's like, you know what, I've been there, done that, I've tried with you, you can go now, because I don't have the time or the energy anymore to put into the situation. So hurry up. As a matter of fact, can you find some nice traffic and walk on in there? Thank you. Mm. Good evening and good night.
Oh, man.
I ain't mad, though.
Serious. It's
I ain't
like
mad.
This, even the way that it is written, in poetry there's no format per se. I mean, there is, but there isn't. Even the writing on this is different. I mean, can I read this? Do you mind if I read your poetry?
Go ahead, honey.
You mind if I read it? Kai, you mind if I read it?
No, go ahead.
You sure?
Yes, baby.
Okay. Let's check it out. This is entitled, and she did a wonderful job with it as far as I'm concerned. You Can Go Now. You ask if I'm listening. I say I hear you. You ask for my advice. I do the best that I can. You ask for my support. I'm always there and never abort. You ask if it's yours, and I allow my body to respond. You ask me to pray for you. I pray till my knees are black and blue. I dry your tears. When life is too much to bear, I bathe away the hard day's work that lingers from being the boss man. I cook and clean so that you can feel like a king. I stroke your ego, even the old wounds. I gaze deep into your brown eyes, and I love you still. Too bad this is 80-20. Too bad, oh so sad, that when I met you, I should have walked away. Too hurt when I finally realized that you don't see me the way that I saw you. Too stubborn, too determined, trying to mend it all together when you refuse to be fixed. Letting you go, fly high like an eagle and soar. There's no turning back now. I finally close the door. I'm loving that one. I'm sorry. Poet drops the mic off the stage. I love it.
Thank you.
What? Oh, my goodness. Now, see that poetry, that poem right there? That reminds me of something that Kai would probably do as well. It's something that she flows like that herself. Poetry like that inspires me to write. So after I read it, I wanted to write myself, but I really couldn't. Women are some of the best. I mean, not taking anything from my fellow brothers, but women are some of the most, some of the best poets, because women are emotional creatures by habit, so they write their emotions down very well. And I love that. I just had to say I love that. I had to read it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take anything from you, but it was beautiful.
It sounded good to hear it from you. Like, wow, I wrote it. Like, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I was pissed off that day. It's just we as women, and I can only speak for women, we do a lot. We're nurturers. And I can speak for myself on this. When I'm in love with a person, I'm looking past your flaws, and I'm looking at your heart. And so if I'm putting all of my emotions on the shelf and I'm trying to work with your issues, because believe me, I got some too, and it's like you're not doing what needs to be done, or you keep coming back with excuses of, hey, babe, I'm a change, and I appreciate you for just, you know, being patient with me. But when you going to get it together, though? Because I'm tired. I'm doing what the virtuous woman is supposed to be doing here. And I'm there for you. I'm the cheerleader. I'm rooting you on. And you still just fumbling. I mean, really? So, you know what? I'm done. I'm tired. I done prayed about it. I'm going to show you the door. Kick rocks. Good evening. I'm done.
Now, you said that the poetry turned into poetry from journals, like you adapted the poetry. Did it have the same, so to speak, therapeutic effect as, say, writing the journal? Was there any difference, per se, or was it just, like, basically the same thing for you?
It's the same thing. It just happens to rhyme sometimes, you know, like, I can't explain it because, you know, some people have been doing this all their life, writing poetry, like, since kindergarten, and it flows easily for them. Well, it was just something that I didn't know I could do. Like, it's some people that I know who are artists who paint, and they just say, I just picked up a canvas one day, and I just decided to paint something, and it came out to be a masterpiece. So that's what happened with the journaling. It's the same thing. It just rhymes, but it's still how I feel. You know, so it's still like a journal entry.
Okay.
Per se.
How long did it take you to write each book?
Say it again.
How long did it take you to write each book?
Actually, all three of my Appeal to My Heart trilogy books is actually one big book. I had to split it up. I started writing in 2007. And I submitted my first poem, which is the Lemon Drop Martini. I put that out on Facebook. This one, Facebook was just getting popular. And, you know, your friends and church members and everybody else will tell you, oh, girl, you can write. Your family will put you out there. And so I was like, well, let me put it on Facebook and see what happens. Because Facebook, they won't lie to you. They're some garbage. And they'll just tell you and keep it moving. I put it out there. I got so much just great response. I was like, well, I might be talented. Let me keep doing this. So I just kept writing, and I kept trying to perfect my craft. And as it came along, it was just I never stopped. And I talked to an author, and she told me just don't stop writing. No matter how you feel, whatever, just don't stop writing. I never stop writing. I still write now. Like, I'll be having a couple more books out, trust.
Mm. Wow.
I love it. I love it. I mean, the one that I read, like Tony said, I loved it too. I read Love Out Loud, and I wish I had had this back in April when, or had gone through it. Did I have them back in April? I don't know. April is so far behind me
now.
But in this one, the circle in this ring, I would have loved. I would have loved to have had this read at our wedding.
Wow.
That's saying a lot, because Kai is picky.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's an honor here. I want to thank the Academy.
It is just, it's that beautiful. I mean, if you haven't read any of her books and you haven't read anything, you know, Tony Love says that we're going to have to switch so that I can love the one that he has and he can love the one that I have. But I think any person that is getting married, you know, we have so many different new trends and stuff going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little simple one just to make it official, and we're planning our bigger one, you know, where we can invite all of our friends. And
so we can do it then.
Yes. We are definitely getting Shayna an invite. You have got to read this for me at my wedding.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, I'm honored. You know, I'm there. Yeah, I got good food, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look, see, I like to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I love to cook. So, you know, she likes to eat. I love to cook. There you go. It's a winning combination.
It is.
Yeah, I would love to come. That would be an honor, seriously.
That is awesome. Now, what you said that you are working, you're still writing. How soon, how close are you to another book coming out?
Actually, here very soon, but I try to do things like yearly because I don't want to just overdo the promoting and all of that. But I'm working on some short stories, and that's different. I know, I'm like, I don't see how, I tried to write a fiction book and I got stuck at chapter 7. And so I was talking to my publisher and she just motivates me. And she's just like, well, just start small, start with short stories. And so
mm-hmm.
I started that and I'm actually able to finish it. I'm like really excited about that. And then I submitted to her and she just puts all her red ink on it and just makes my, you know, my feelings just hurt. But it's a challenge and I need a challenge. So that I want to come out here shortly, just probably make it like a 99-cent purchase on e-loads or downloads
mm-hmm.
like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But my next one I do, I like to just make a phenomenal poetry book with all the emotions, just not just, you know, on one emotion like love. I just want to just touch base on everything and just I want to help people because you all may not know this, but when I post some of my poetry on my page or on my blog, people actually reach out to me, and they're just like, that's how I was feeling. I just couldn't put it into words, and I'm going through this. Can you help me? How did you get through this? And see, that's my ministry. That lets me know that I'm helping somebody, and I can help somebody with my life, because at one point in time, I didn't understand. I'm like, God, why I keep going through all this stuff? It was just brought to me that you don't live your life just for you. You're living it to help someone else.
Oop, there
so,
it is.
I mean, it's just, I didn't understand it when it was told to me, but now that I see the bigger picture, I see that, okay, I'm going through this for somebody else. Got to be. I'm going to keep moving, and I can be like, you know what? Yeah, I did that. I was on that. Yeah, but I made it. Look at me now. You know, so if I can make it, you can too. So that's my ministry through my poetry.
Wow. That's powerful, too. That's something powerful. And you can say that. That's a powerful statement to make because a lot of people don't realize that they're not just living their lives for themselves. Though there are a lot of people out there that would say, like, okay, I'm living my life for me. This is me. But we're all connected in some way, shape, or form. We touch somebody somewhere. So that's a powerful statement to make.
Yeah, we are. You know, there's always somebody watching you no matter what. Whether you want to accept that or not, but your life is always touching somebody else's.
Yep.
You know, whether it's for the good or for the bad. You know, I was at one of my friends' church yesterday, and a lady said, "People are either watching you, hoping that you fail, or they're watching you, hoping that you succeed." And then you have those that are just plain watching you, and they're not sure one way or the other. So your steps choose for them whether they believe that something good can happen to them or they believe that something good can't happen. You know, because you have there's always those people that are rooting for you, and there's always those people that are rooting for your demise. But you have people that might be going through something similar to you, and they're looking at you like, okay, if she can make it, I can make it. If she can't make it, then I know I can't make it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not good to look like you're going through your situation. It's somebody brought it to my attention. I always run into people. And this one lady, she said, every time I see you smiling. And I was just like, because there's no other way to be. Why would I look like what I'm going through? You know,
oh, yeah.
It's just, I want you to see the Jesus in me no matter what I'm going through. So I'm going to be smiling, bubbling, hey, how you doing? Because, I mean, there's no reason you walk around frowned up. And plus you get wrinkles from it. You know, I just want to be beautiful and cute.
So
I may cry something in my closet, you know. I keep that hidden, or to my personal friends that, you know, I talk to. But when I walk out, my mom said, you better look like you got $1 million in your pocket, even if you got lint, okay?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay, not to steal, but I'm going to have to repost that one.
Go ahead,
$1 million, even if you got lint in your pocket. Oh, goodness.
I love it, too.
What?
Now, in the last couple of minutes, Shayna, let people know where they can reach out to you at, where they can get your books from, how can they connect with you.
I do have a website. I'm so excited about it. It's www.shaynaj.com. You can look on there. You see pictures, events coming up, and you can also go to the e-store and purchase the book. I'm going to sign it for you, get it shipped out to you ASAP, and it cuts out the middleman. Yay. Now,
mm-hmm.
You can also visit Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. My book is Nook and Kindle Friendly. Also, I'm on Facebook. I'm on all the social media networks. You can catch me at Sir Shayna J. That's my author fan page. And I also have a personal page, and you just look me up as Shayna J. I'm also on Instagram. You can look me up as Shayna J. 2013. I have a blog spot. It's blogspot.com. And I think I've covered everything. Twitter. Twitter is Shayna Hampton at Twitter.com. So look me up. I'm here. You can Google me and find me on these media sites as well. And I like friends. So look me up. Yay.
Yeah, I didn't have you as a friend on Facebook, but I just went and friended you, so I better get a friendship back.
Yes,
also,
oh my gosh, so now I got another new friend.
There you go. To anybody that's listening, if you go to her website, she has an interesting intro. The way that it's very nice. It's explosive. It's good just to see.
Yay.
And just to watch the way her name goes across that little block. It's interesting. Y'all got to check that out.
Thank you. I have to thank Less Is More. He took care of me on my website. So if y'all looking for somebody to do your website, look up lessismore.com.
All right.
Sounds like a plan. I'm kind of blessed because I have Kai, and she pretty much puts our stuff together, and she pretty much learned how to do it all on her own for the most part. So, I mean, she does some pretty good work. So I'm feeling kind of blessed because I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
of it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm really illiterate when it comes to that stuff. So, you know, it's good to have her in the pocket there, you know. She handles her business. But you did a great job that's done on the page.
Thank you.
With the poetry. We're going to have an open poetry night, and we're going to get back in touch with you because we would like you to call in and do your poetry as well.
Okay, I will be excited and honored to do it. I'm on it. Let me know.
All righty.
We will. And I think, what do we have next week, hon? I think next week is author Orsina Danielle. Her debut novel is Heart of Rain. So she is next Monday at 6:30. Every Monday night, this is where the Tony and Kai show is, 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
ShaynaJ.com. Make sure that you guys look into her, check her out, hit her up on Facebook, follow her on Twitter, follow her on Blogspot. You can reach the Tony and Kai Show also on Facebook, Facebook.com. Tony and Kai, we're the same at Twitter, Tony and Kai Show. Tony and Kai Show, don't forget the show. Tony and Kai Show, Facebook, Tony and Kai Show. Twitter, Tony and Kai at yahoo.com. And those are the places that you can hit us up if you would like to be a future guest on the show. We'd be more than willing to have you. And once again, Shayna J, we are awesomely blessed to have you as our guest this evening.
Thank you. And I'm excited. I thank you all. And again, I can't say the word honored. No more, okay? But I am honored, okay?
Thank you as always. Anybody and everybody that's tuned in, we thank you all. We love you all. From the Tony and Kai Show, have a blessed evening. God bless.
Have a great week, everybody.